The evolution of creativity. Throughout history, different cultures attributed creativity to various sources. Ancient societies like the Sumerians believed it came as a divine gift, while Judeo-Christian traditions saw it as a reflection of divine grace. The Greeks attributed it to the muses or gods, while the Romans believed in divine inspiration. However, during the post-Roman era, the Catholic Church emphasized conformity over individual expression. The Renaissance marked a major change, starting with the rise of city-states that became centers of culture and innovation. Urbanization, the rediscovery of classical knowledge, and a new expansive mindset were key. Renaissance thinkers joyfully explored the world and established four key tools for innovation: challenging orthodoxies, harnessing trends, leveraging resources, and understanding needs. Use these four lenses to inspire innovation by learning to see things differently. Ignite innovation by breaking patterns. As your brain develops, it starts organizing the world into patterns. Remember your first time driving a car? It was nerve-wracking, but with practice, driving became almost second nature as you recognized and followed familiar patterns. However, these patterns can also hinder creativity, leading to what's called functional fixedness. This occurs when you become so accustomed to familiar patterns that you stop noticing variations. This happens to individuals, groups, and entire companies. Many people naturally resist change and cling to what's familiar. Companies, too, invest considerable effort in repeating past successes and solidifying patterns to avoid disruption. However, innovation thrives on disruption and breaking free from existing patterns. Adopting change and challenging established norms are essential for progress. To create innovation, you must be willing to break old patterns and view things with fresh eyes. It's like putting on different lenses to see the world from new perspectives. By adopting innovative thinking tools, you can train your mind to spot opportunities and generate creative ideas. The first lens, challenging orthodoxies. Orthodoxies are commonly held beliefs or practices that are considered the standard or correct way of doing things. While they can be useful for organizing group activities and creating a sense of identity, they can also limit innovation and vision. Innovators challenge orthodoxies by questioning why things have to be a certain way and exploring new approaches. For example, Michael Dell revolutionized the computer sales industry by selling directly to consumers, bypassing traditional retail channels. Southwest Airlines reimagined the airline service model by focusing on short-haul flights and offering no-frills, low-cost service. Rolls-Royce shifted its business model from selling airplane engines to providing long-term engine maintenance contracts, which now account for 55% of its revenue. When faced with entrenched beliefs or the notion that it's always been done this way, take a step back. Is sticking to the status quo the only option? Consider if there are alternative strategies that could be more effective. Look at how new companies entering your industry are disrupting the norm. Are there ideas from these disruptors that you could apply to your work? Don't dismiss seemingly crazy ideas. Instead, analyze them to see if they could lead to innovation. Evaluate your company's beliefs and be open to change. The second lens, harnessing trends. To innovate effectively, you don't need a crystal ball or a special title. What you do need is a keen sense of how things are changing around you. Innovators excel at spotting and understanding signals of change, which is crucial in today's fast-paced world. While it's important to focus on improving internal processes, it's equally vital to be aware of external forces shaping your industry. Instead of just looking inward, take a broader view. Pay attention to what's happening in the world at large, especially how the nature of change itself is evolving. Change is no longer a linear progression. It's become more complex and unpredictable. The future will bring waves of change, reshaping industries and challenging the status quo. To stay ahead, you must monitor and analyze these changes to create a strategic vision for the future. Ignoring challenges won't shield your company from the sweeping changes reshaping our world. To innovate and stay competitive, you need a way to track the trends that will impact your industry. Successful leaders regularly envision how these trends will affect their organizations. They navigate change effectively, achieving remarkable results. Accept change by trying new experiences, dining at unfamiliar restaurants, meeting new people, exploring new places, and learning about new technologies. The third lens, leveraging resources. Companies have traditionally focused on efficiently transforming raw materials into finished products. However, modern firms are increasingly looking to innovate with their resources. For instance, McDonald's, known for its efficient burger service, is now adapting its menu to cater to health-conscious consumers and coffee enthusiasts. Innovation often starts with a reevaluation of a company's purpose. Google, for example, doesn't see itself merely as a search engine, but as a multifaceted organization with diverse capabilities. To apply this approach to your own company, assess your skills, knowledge, and assets. What unique competencies and resources does your company possess? How can you leverage them to adapt to evolving market trends? Sometimes, the key lies in reimagining existing strengths. Corning, originally a light bulb manufacturer, used its ribbon machine process to produce radio vacuum tubes. This shift opened up new market opportunities. Similarly, the Walt Disney Company expanded its theme park expertise to launch successful Broadway shows and Disney on Ice tours. The fourth lens, understanding needs. To truly understand your customers, shift your focus from selling what you have to providing what they want. This approach, known as innovating from the customer backward, involves gaining deep insights into customer needs. A.G. Lafley transformed Procter & Gamble, P&G, by embracing this philosophy when he became CEO. Previously, P&G relied heavily on lab-based research to develop new products, with a success rate of only 15% to 20%. Lafley introduced a new mantra, "The consumer is boss." This shift led P&G employees out of the labs and into customers' homes. Through the Living It program, researchers lived with customers to understand how they used P&G products in their daily lives. This first-hand knowledge helped shape new products and initiatives. Additionally, P&G revamped its websites to be more interactive, moving away from static content. This holistic approach resulted in a significant increase in market share and the success of P&G's brands. Explore the client's needs. To understand your clients better, explore various approaches. Some firms find focus groups helpful, while others may not. Sometimes, consumers aren't aware of their desire for an innovative product until they try it. To grasp your client's perspective, consider what aspects of your product are challenging or could be improved. Recognizing customer frustrations can lead to innovative opportunities. Some frustrations are individual, while others may apply to underserved groups or communities. For instance, Curves, a women's fitness center chain, was founded in response to the male-oriented nature of most gyms. This shift was a response to the needs of a specific group. Innovation can also involve catering to regional or cultural preferences. For example, McDonald's in India offers items like paneer wraps to suit local tastes. While innovating to meet market needs, it's important to not abandon technological advancements. Always look for ways to apply high-tech solutions to address unmet market needs. A flash of inspiration. The idea that groundbreaking ideas strike like lightning bolts is a misconception. In reality, innovation is a gradual process of connecting ideas over time. True inspiration comes when the final piece of the puzzle falls into place after diligent work on all its components. This process follows a pattern that can be replicated. To generate new ideas, follow these 8 steps. 1. Frame a specific challenge. Choose a specific problem to solve. Clearly define and commit to finding a solution. 2. Research the subject. Explore the problem extensively. Review past attempts and existing ideas. 3. Immerse yourself in the problem. Thomas Edison, while inventing the light bulb, tested over 3,000 filament materials and conducted nearly 50,000 experiments for storage batteries. 4. Reach a roadblock. Persist with your problem until you feel stuck. 5. Relax. Detach from the problem. When progress stalls, take a break. Step away from the challenge and allow your unconscious mind to take over. Edison's team shared meals and sang songs, while Edison took short naps. 6. Come to an illuminating insight. Suddenly, a new perspective on the problem emerges, changing your understanding of it. 7. Build the insight or insights into a big idea. Treat the insight as a starting point. Explore, nurture, and expand upon it. Combine it with your existing knowledge. 8. Test and validate the new idea. Ensure your idea is practical and effective. Test it thoroughly. Differentiation between initial insights and lasting ideas. Understanding the difference between your initial insight and a lasting idea is crucial. While the process may seem rapid, distinguishing between these stages is vital. A genuine insight marks a significant revelation, setting it apart from fleeting thoughts. A true insight sparks further development, leading to breakthrough ideas that drive innovation. Many companies prioritize innovation but struggle to achieve substantial breakthroughs. This often stems from a lack of understanding regarding the depth of insights necessary for big ideas. To address this, focus on overcoming the essential bottleneck in innovation by evaluating the potency of your insights, the four lenses approach. To create innovation effectively, employ the four lenses system methodically. Allocate dedicated teams to each lens and invest time in exploring innovation challenges deeply. Encourage these teams to generate fresh ideas aligned with their assigned lens, culminating in a diverse portfolio of strategic insights. Committing weeks or months to innovation projects allows ample time for thorough exploration. Divide your teams into multiple groups, each focusing on a specific lens. As ideas emerge, combine them to create a robust pool of creative solutions. Continuously reorganize teams and introduce new perspectives to stimulate further creativity and collaboration. Key points. 1. Before the Renaissance, creativity was thought to come from divine forces. The Renaissance emphasized individual creativity. 2. Patterns organize your understanding but can limit your thinking. 3. Use the four lenses of innovation to generate new ideas. 4. Challenge old beliefs with the lens of challenging orthodoxies. 5. Identify upcoming change by harnessing trends. 6. Innovate with what you have using the lens of leveraging resources. 7. Meet customer needs, even if they're not yet aware of them, by understanding needs.